Hi, I'm Remy.
And I'm Gracie.
And I'm Megan.
And this is going to be our podcast about the stress of cheerleading.
We were all on the Aquilani's cheer team and are here to talk about the stress that comes along with the uniform.
To start off, our coaches.
As much as we appreciated everything they did for us, there's always going to be a flaw in the system.
As the season started to progress, they expected things from us that we couldn't give to them.
They would ask us to memorize and perfect dances over videos set in a group chat and would be extremely upset if we didn't have it perfect.
We would then be criticized by the coaches and the other girls on the team and be forced to do the dances in front of them, in front of the whole team while they picked apart our self-esteem.
Stress is a physical, mental, or emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension.
Stress can also be external and internal.
There were many times when we felt humiliated in front of our own team. For example, when we had to learn dances and the coaches would take out the girls that were the best, they would put all the girls that they didn't think were doing as well, and they'd make them do it over and over and over again until they got it perfect, which sometimes they wouldn't achieve according to them. And even though the girls were trying their hardest, they wouldn't see that and still make them do it until they thought it was right.
Each team member and coach watching the other girls would criticize them on each and every dance move and make them do it over and over until they were perfect, but that was never achieved. And then all the girls who kept doing the dances would always end up feeling poorly about themselves. Another example that caused stress is that sometimes at practices, we would learn dances that the coaches would teach us, and they'd only give us a limited amount of time to learn the dances. Soon after we just learned the dances, the coaches would then make us do the dances in front of them, and they would pick whoever picked the dances up the fastest and put them in the front and put the people who learned slower in the back. Ultimately, that is not fair because everyone learns at different paces, and that doesn't help the team be the best.
As someone who was always put in the back, I can honestly say it was one of the worst things I had to go through. They would make us do the dances over and over again, and after each time they would first criticize us, and then to add on to that, they would open it up to the girls sitting and watching to only laugh and make fun of us even more, which would always make me and the other girls on the team so hurt to the point of uncontrollably crying and having anxiety-ridden rest of the nights. The nervous system instructs our bodies to release stress hormones, including adrenaline, noradrenaline, and cortisol.
We produce psychological changes to help us cope with the threat or danger we see to be upon us, also known as the fight or flight response.
I wish I would have stuck up for myself so that the coaches couldn't put me down and hurt me to a point that I had anxiety the rest of the week.
I wish I wasn't team captain because I felt like I was always held responsible for the coaches' mistakes. This caused a lot of stress for me and feeling guilt for stuff that the coaches should have been blamed for and not the team captains.
I wish that I would have talked to the coaches and my parents more about what was going on instead of keeping it all bottled inside. I feel like I was keeping it all in, and I felt like I was sometimes pushed to the point where I would have breakdowns by myself, and I didn't really talk to anybody about it.
What I would do to cope with the stress is that when we were given new videos for dances, I would spend hours on end learning and trying to perfect the dance as much as I could so that I didn't have to go in the next day feeling like I would get embarrassed.
To cope with my stress, I would usually just talk to my mom about how I would feel, and she would give me good advice about staying out of, you know, the coach's issues with the team, and then just basically trying to stay out of the team drama with the coaches.
To cope with my stress, I would try to learn the dance as quickly as possible and try to perfect it as much as I could. And when I went into the practices, I would try to feel confident, but usually it would end up being shut down by the coaches.
Yeah.
Wait, keep that in.
Now that cheer is over, I feel like there is so much weight lifted off my shoulders and that I feel like I don't have to go into every practice now ready to be yelled at and criticized by the coaches and the other girls on the team. I feel like that I don't have everybody staring at me and telling me that I'm basically bad at what I loved.
Now the cheer is over, I feel like I can focus on what's more important to me and my future and the things that I have going on right now, especially with school and trying to go to college.
I am oh so happy that cheer is ended because I am really just happy to take time for myself and not have to go to practice every single week all the damn time because it's really annoying to go there and feel crappy about yourself. And it's honestly just a waste of time at this point. You know, so I was just really happy to not go back to cheer and to start working and focusing on myself and actually focusing on the real things that are important in my life now that school is ending.